and CFRC. CFRC broadcasts from Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee territory. It is 6 p.m. on Wednesday, March 25th. I'm your host, Skylar James, joined by...
And I'm Abby Boatwright.
And you're listening to Sky's the Limit? Why is my brain not working today?
You're listening to...
Forgets the radio station. Just gone. What radio station?
You just go into like an existential crisis like three words in. Like, I actually don't know what you're listening to. I don't know what we're doing. I don't know where I am.
I couldn't tell you what you're listening to. All right. Well, no. 101.9 FM.
Still the same.
That's right, right?
It says it
in front of me.
I'm sure it says it in many places in there.
Oh, goodness. Welcome back to a late March episode week of Sky's the Limit. Listen, what are we in for this week?
I was going to say your reaction was fitting, though, because I feel like every week for the last 4 weeks we've been saying it's almost spring, and it's still snowing. And
I mean, today is the first day of 2026 that I have worn sneakers to campus.
That you haven't?
That I have.
Oh, okay.
So there's not a lot of snow in Kingston. There's still a little, but there's not a lot.
Yeah. There's not snow heat like on the ground anymore, but I think it was yesterday or the day before it just started snowing, and I was like, are you kidding me right now?
I think we're supposed to get some snow in a bit, but what are we listening today? Because it's not super weather related this week.
No, it's not super weather related because I was tired of doing the is it almost spring? Is it still winter? Is it rainy? Is it
Hey, by the way, sorry to cut you off. Snow starts within the next 3 hours.
Oh, see, exactly.
So
we're not gonna talk about the weather.
We're gonna get snow starting at 7:20.
I put together something that I thought would be kind of fun because I started thinking about it based on a current social media trend that I'll explain briefly in a second. But then we were also talking about this sort of exact concept last week.
Yeah.
So I thought that it was timely for the, you know, weather or the time of year part of our show. I thought it was timely to put this together. So I put together a playlist that I titled... Hey CanCon, what were you like in the 90s? Because there's a trend on like Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok right now of like different businesses and different people and particularly celebrities that say, hey mom, or hey the person's name, or hey business name, what were you like in the 90s? And it's always to Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls. And then they put a bunch of... pictures or short videos of them. Of them in the 90s. And I don't know, I really like the trend, but I also think it's kind of funny that like people are posting these pictures like they're historic relics and it's like the 90s. Like,
I mean, it's 30 years ago.
I know, it's wild. Like it and to see some of these pictures on social media is something that could definitely have like an essay written about it.
Yeah.
The fact that people are like digging up photos from their 90s photo albums and posting them now in 2026 on Instagram is like really interesting. But I thought, hey, we were just talking about the Can Rock playlist last week that they've added on Apple Music, which is like specifically like 90s Canadian alternative music.
Yeah, it's titled I Miss Can Rock.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is like Apple Music has this like section of playlists called I Miss Blank for a lot of like niche subgenres or like micro genres that, and most of them have died, obviously, or Apple Music assumes they've died and creates these playlists.
Can Rock will never die.
So I thought that I put together thinking about both those things. And we could talk a bit more about this sort of like 90s Canadian unique vibe. And then I actually have a few new songs as well, but I wanted to put them in because they're from artists that were popular in the 90s that are Canadian. So the entire show is Canadian, but I put in a few songs from new albums from popular 90s Canadian artists so we could talk about them while also promoting the fact that they are still making music, which I think is important to recognize.
And because of the whole thing that Can Rock never dies. Can Rock is still alive. You just have to search for it a little bit.
Yeah, I definitely think it's still alive, but I know that I am have, you know, my head in the sand in the Can Rock world a little bit, but
when you were texting me yesterday about like your hey CanCon, what were you like in the 90s theme, the only reason I know of this trend, and this is so very CanCon of me, is the only post I've seen of this Mayor Olivia Chow.
Oh.
She was kind of a baddie in the 90s.
Yeah, yeah, it's well, that's what I think is so great, is these people that are like sharing these, like some of them are just like bad photos too, and I'm like, go for it, this is fun.
I mean, Miss Bobzilla Olivia Chow. Do you want to intro us into the first track here?
I think we can just start off here. I think this is so nostalgic, as someone who didn't live through the 90s, so nostalgic for the 90s, and this just sounds like every arena ever to me, so I wanted to start it off there.
5440 here, I Go Blind.
Into the old apartment.
Apartment. You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. See, I got it that time.
There you go. We're back.
We are so back. A little Bare Naked Ladies there after our 5440 for the Hey CanCom, what were you like in the 90s?
Yeah. I think that's a good start, don't you?
I think so. You were talking about the Bare Naked Ladies and, like, it just feels so 90s Toronto.
Yeah, that particular song. Like, I don't know why that one, to me, maybe it's because it's a little bit rockier, maybe, than some of their tracks. Like, the drum and guitar is more present. So, to me, again, as someone who did not live through it, I think that sounds, like, very 90s Canadian niche rock when you mix that sound with the vocals of the Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah.
I mean, and they make a couple references to downtown Toronto, Danforth and that sort of thing. So also very CanCon.
Yeah. And we were talking because Abby said that the I Go Blind by 5440 is very arena rock to them. And you bring up arena rock all of the time. And so Abby and I were just saying maybe in the next couple of weeks we should do an arena / free skate playlist. We were talking about free skate playlists, and when you go to free skate they play music, right? Yep. My skating rink always played the radio. I think that's the difference between you and me. But yeah. I said to Abby, we had one song from skating lessons at the end of skating lessons. Hey, shout out if your skating lessons also did this. We always listen to the hamster dance.
<Da-da-dee-da-dee-da-do-do>. That one. That was really good.
Is it because I listened to it so much this evening?
The pitch and tone was just on. Yeah, I was saying how Joy to the, I think it's called Joy to the World, but not the Christmas song.
Yeah.
The, is it by Three Dog Night, I think, or something like that. Sure. That always played. And Heaven is a Place on Earth. Always played at skating. I remember those. But it's because the Waterford Arena in particular, it was always CDs. So there five CDs. So you just got one of those five.
Yeah.
And three of them didn't work. So it was basically one of two.
Yeah.
And so that's why it was always the same 20 songs for years. Years.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome.
It's more Canadian memories. Even if they aren't Canadian songs, that's a Canadian growing up music memory for sure.
It's a very Abby thing. I think it's a Canadian thing too, but I didn't play hockey. So in my brain, it's a very Abby thing to hear a song and go, feels like I'm in a hockey arena right now.
That's true. I guess that's true.
We are getting into arena rock with the very last song, I would say.
Mm.
Especially talking about Frontenac's games.
Yeah, true. Yeah. I had to include something.
Yeah.
So the other thing too with this playlist is I feel like we do play a lot of this type of music because Skylar and I both like it, I would say, for the most part.
You more than me, but I have gotten into it because of you.
Okay. Yeah. Well, hey, I'll take that. So I also tried to pick some songs that I think fit the the vibe that we're talking about, but mm-hmm. that we also haven't played before. Like, I knew we had never played The Old Apartment
yes.
by Bare Naked Ladies.
Yes.
So it's also, you'll see that with some of the groups that we've played before. I tried to pick something that is a little bit different, was very popular in the 90s, or that we haven't played. So
yeah. What about this next track that you have?
Right. Yeah, so I've just pulled this up. So this is our first one of, this is actually a new track. So on February 27th, this album was released. And it's called, the album's called Live at 6 O'Clock, and uh-huh. it's a collab live album of Gord Downie with the Sadies.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to include this because Gord Downie, of course, of Tragically Hip and other things. And then the Sadies are also an iconic Toronto Canadian rock band.
Yeah.
So both popular in the 90s Canadian rock scene. So I thought that it would be a good new track to play to draw attention to the new album if you'd like to listen to the rest of it, but then also keep with our theme of popular CanCon in the 90s.
Do you know when this was recorded?
I think it was 2014.
Okay.
But I'm not entirely sure, but I was just reading the album description when I found that this album had just come out,
mm-hmm.
but I'm pretty sure that's what it is. But
we'll come back to you with the facts after we listen to this track.
Sorry for interrupting. It says it was recorded, just FYI, it was recorded across several summer festival tour dates in support of their one and only album together, The Conquering Sun, which was Gord Downie and the Sadies.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, so.
I was listening to this playlist while in the library today, and I was listening to this song while sort of booking it through Stauffer, and then to try to find books, you know, trying to become a master of the Dewey Decimal System over here. but it was very, like, I don't know, Gord Downie just sounds like Kingston. So it was very, like, 90s movie. I'm getting an actual book out from the library and looking at it. Looking for it myself. I just played the intro, but I want everyone to hear it, so I'm gonna replay it when I stop yapping here. Gord Downie and the Sadies here, Generation Live.
Okay. Thanks for coming at 6 o'clock, folks. That's a special town. So here's a special song. Freedom!
close to me. No goodbye, suicide mystery.
Apparitions. And you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. Let them hit the na-na-nas right at the end there. A little Matthew Goodband. We don't really play Matthew Goodband.
No, I was going to say Matthew Goodband, I think, is getting a little bit more attention recently with everyone talking about, like, the 90s and 90s can rock. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I don't think they are, like, mentioned as much. But also, I'm pretty sure they only had a few albums. Yeah, the Matthew Goodband only has four albums from 1995 to 2001. So they are, like, that era and from that era, and that was their time. But I think that Underdogs is a great album. That's the one that song was just part of, and it has the album cover, for those listening who might remember it. It's like a Weezer blue background.
I was just
background.
Gonna say it's Weezer blue.
Yeah, Weezer blue background, and then it has like a sort of an 80s prom looking couple on the front, but it's just from their noses down to like their knees. And I wanted to include that because, as you just said, I don't think we've ever played anything from them, or definitely only like one or two things. And I think it's a perfect example of this era of can rock.
Yeah. Also, for people who have been listening before that, the song we played before, Generation Live by Gord Downie and the Sadies, that was recorded sometime within sort of 2014-ish, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, the Gord Downie track, I don't know. He has a great live performance mm-hmm. to him, right?
Yeah, I think it's a good live album. Like, it was a good choice to make that into a live album. Like, I always wonder sort of what goes into the decision process of deciding to make a tour or a series of shows live, into a live album. And I don't know. I just think listening to the few tracks I've listened to off of Live at 6 o'clock so far, it has that like live raw sound to it, but in a way that's nice to listen to even in a recording without just going, oh yeah, that's live. But yeah, it's a bit more raw and less clean, I guess, like cleaned up than a Tragically Hip album.
Yes.
But it works with what they're talking about, like what the subject matter is of the album, I think.
So. Yeah, and that's why I played the intro just not thinking, because that's usually what I do, and talk over it a little bit, and then I played it again because I really like him going, thanks for all coming out here this time, 6 p.m. Yeah. Next track, we got Molly Johnson and Jim Cuddy.
Yeah, so this is also new, and it's a little bit of a shift. It's not as like hard rock focused as some of the other tracks we've played so far, but same sort of thing of other CanCon icon popular in this time, and I thought it would be a nice new track to include, and that to let you know that Jim Cuddy's still making music,
still kicking.
Yeah, he's still making his own music, and then obviously we know him from Blue Rodeo, but.
Oh, okay. I was like, yes. Who is this guy?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's Jim Cuddy's from Blue Rodeo. So
thank you.
Very iconic 90s Canadian country and rock band. So.
For that explanation was definitely for the listeners out there and not for me. Oh, and it's 6:30, everyone. There's our half an hour timer from Cherry's Feeder there. Anyways, getting more into folk here. A new track, Molly Johnson and Jim Cuddy, Long Time Running.
Does your mother tell you things? Long, long when I'm gone. Who are you talking to? She telling you that I'm the one. It's a grave mistake, and I'm wide awake. Driving's raining out. Weatherman with fingers the sky. He pokes it out, he pulls it in. You don't know why. It's the same mistake been a long time coming. It's well worth the wait. We don't go anywhere, just on trips. Seen a thing. We still don't know where it is. It's a safe mistake. It's been a long time running. It's been wide awake. I'll drop a caribou. I'll tell on you. I'll tell on you. I'll tell on you.
You got a boatload of nerve. Say you've been told.
You work me against my friends, and you'll get left out in the cold. It's the same mistake. It's been a long, a long time running. It's been a long
taxi fare. I got out to Horseshoe Bay a little after five. From a table in the corner, I heard familiar voices rise.
And we're good old boys. We come from the North Shore. Drinkers and carousers, the likes you've never seen. And this night, by God, we drank till there was no more. From the Troller to the Raven, with all stops in between.
Spirits, they ran high that night. Old stories we did share of days when we were younger men and never had a care.
The beer flowed like a river, yes. We drank the keg near dry. Ooh. So we drained down all our glasses and we're thirsty by and by.
And we're good old boys. We come from the North Shore. Drinkers and carousers, the likes you've never seen. And this night, by God, we drank till there was no more. From the Troller to the Raven, with all stops in between.
Royal Hotel, the Rusty Gull, Square Rigger on Queen's Cross. We started off with 8 good boys, but half had gotten lost.
For you'll never keep the lads together with their eyes begin to roll. And there were just the 3 of us who made it to Deep Cove. And we're good homeboys. We come from the North Shore. Drinkers and carousers, the likes you've never seen. And this night, by God, we drank till there was no more. From the Trawler to the Raven, with all stops in between.
Outside the Raven, just in time for the last call. Our final destination in this, our first annual crawl.
We dug deep into our pockets, there was no money to be found.
9 miles home,
and for walking we are bound.
And we're good old boys, we come from the North Shore. Drinkers and carousers, the lights you've never seen. And this night, by God, we drank till there was no more. From the Trawler to the Raven, with all stops in between. And we're
featuring Jeffrey Kelly there. That was The Crawl. You're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. We're playing some 90s CanCon today, but neither of those two songs were from the 90s. They're just newer tracks by 90s artists that sound very 90s CanCon.
I was going to say, I hope you agree that I know we already played one song from this Alan Doyle EP. I played it on the show that I did, but then I listened to the full EP now that it was out, and I thought that that was a perfect reminiscent of Great Big Sea track.
Yes.
So I thought it was a good inclusion to give a shout out to Alan Doyle for still making music, but also a call back to Great Big Sea, because although this vibe is a little bit of a shift from the rest of the show, Great Big Sea had their moment in CanCon content in the 90s.
Yes, they did.
So, you know, we had Play came out in the 90s, and many of their other albums did too. But, you know, The Night That Patty Murphy Died and When I'm Up, I Can't Get Down and Ordinary Day. Just the people were here for it.
And that little boy on the Play cover will haunt record stores and thrift stores for the rest of time.
Yep.
That little boy. I was going to say, it's good that you put those two songs together, because I didn't know that Jim Cuddy was the singer for Blue Rodeo, but I was going to flex my knowledge. Before you mentioned Great Big Sea, I was going to flex my knowledge and be like, I did know that Alan Doyle was the lead singer of Great Big Sea. But it's two lead singers of bands from the 90s doing solo stuff.
Yep.
Which is on theme. Cool. There you go. I have nothing else.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a lot to say other than what we just said on that. I mean, it is cool to think, like, I guess what I was trying to say with this a little bit, though, is that it still makes that can rock mystique kind of interesting. Like, I think there's a lot of people who've talked, I think I read in an essay in school, I can't really remember the particulars of it, though, about how, like, people want to call Canadian music, like, if you... even on Apple Music, right, they have a category like Canadian, but then it's just like such a catch-all, because what is Canadian music? And so like, what even is Canadian rock? Like, you know what I mean, when we're talking about that? So that's why I wanted to add something different, like that slower song by Jim Cuddy, and then talk about Great Big Sea and Alan Doyle, because those were also big parts of this era, but then I don't think sound or like in any other context you would really group that all together.
Yeah.
But the common denominator is just that it's Canadian, so you throw, you know, and that's how you get playlists that have like Drake, Justin Bieber, but then also like the Tragically Hip on the same playlist.
Yeah,
it's Canadian.
It's weird doing Canadian music because, like, American and, like, British music gets grouped into sort of, like, genres. I mean, you have, like, your West Coast sort of surf rock and stuff like that, but it's even, like, divided in the country, right? You don't have American rock.
Exactly.
You have Canadian rock, but, like, the sort of, like, surf rock inspired stuff in the 2010s out of Vancouver was much different than the, like, still sort of indie sleaze rock inspired stuff coming out of Montreal in the 2010s.
Yeah,
so
very true.
It's like, I don't know, that can rock is just too broad of a category, especially when, like, yeah, the population's not that big, but the, like, geographic area is quite large, so you have a lot of different influences. Like, I mean, Great Big Sea coming from out east sounds a lot different than Tragically Hip coming out of Kingston.
Exactly.
So
that's exactly,
it's just interesting that people and, like, music critics always just sort of lump Canadian together and, like, just a thing of, like, here you go.
Yeah. Well, in the country too, right? Because
yeah.
I feel like Shania Twain is another example too of, like, a country artist who ended up on, like, so many rock and pop.
And pop,
playlists.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's just because she was Canadian or otherwise, but yeah, because she's a Canadian, so then she would be put on these, like, Canadian content playlists. And I still see it happen today of, like, Canadian rock or Canadian throwback. And it's like Rush and Great Big Sea and these, and then it's like, and then Shania Twain, because she was just of that era. But I'm like, like you said, if it was American artists or just general Billboard instead of, like, looking at Canadian music, that those would not be on the same thing.
No. The next song is from an artist that you introduced me to, and now I'm obsessed with saying her name, Chantal Kreviatsuk.
Yes. I wanted to include Chantal. Well, we had Molly Johnson, but to have a woman, because also we talked about last week of how, like, in the 90s, alongside this can rock thing, and some of these women also were part of can rock. I'm not saying they aren't, but there was also this, like, Canadian female singer-songwriter surge that was happening, and they were very famous, of, like, Celine Dion, Sarah McLachlan, Chantal Kreviatsuk, and further. So I think if we're talking about, hey, CanCon, what were you like in the 90s, we definitely need to mention those people and Alanis and etc. So I wanted to put a Chantal Kreviatsuk song, and one that we haven't played before, on here.
There you go. Chantal Kreviatsuk here, Surrounded.
My own two eyes. 'cause I was there when they dropped the bomb. You know, I remember the bomb, and I still hear the bomb, and I still fight the bomb. You know, I still fear the bomb. You know, I still hate the bomb. Sometimes I still get the curse. Oh, don't you lose sight of me now. Don't you lose sight of me now. You know you're over at me, over at me. I'm so frightened.
Yeah.
Sam Roberts there. Don't Walk Away, Eileen. And you're listening to Sky's the Limit on CFRC 101.9 FM. That brings us to the end of our CanCon. What were you like in the 90s? Special.
Honorable mention to Sam Roberts' band there. Skylar helped me realize that that's actually from 2003. Whoops! I thought that album was from the 90s. It's also on so many, like, Canadian 90s playlists, because I like to, you know, research for my shows, so I was looking at all kinds of different playlists, and I was on Facebook and Reddit, again, reading people's opinions. Everyone told me this, so I was misled by all of Canada and its fans. So, but anyways, I wanted to put that on regardless, because I don't think we'd ever played anything, and Skylar just let me know that they actually hadn't heard that album before, so no. I have encouraged Skylar to listen to it, which will be exciting that we can talk about it now, but yeah, I think that album is great, and so I wanted to include it, because I think it also fits with that alternative Canada vibe that we've been talking about and playing this whole time, so.
Yeah, and it's from our birth year. So
yeah,
it just turned.
Yeah, it's
26.
Not far off. At least it wasn't like that album's from 2017. Abby, oops.
Yeah, get it together. We're gonna end here with a track from Fully Completely. If you've been with us since the beginning of the hour, you would know that this is. We were talking about listening to this at Frontenac's games, because I think that this Frontenac's games are where you hear this song the most in public in Kingston, at least. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you gotta put this song in if we're doing 90s rock. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. We're going to end off with some hip. So you get double Gore Downie today. It's a double Downie day. There you go. From Fully Completely, the Tragically Hip here, 50 Mission Cap.
Was on. Pickles, leave a message.
Let's have a kiki.
Get ready for a fabulous time with dragshow.ca. From drag brunches to holiday cabarets, there's something for everyone. Check out the latest events and join in the fun. Visit dragshow.ca for all the details.
We are going to serve
and work and turn
and honey.
And dad don't look so hot these days again.
Hey, this is Sam from Punk is Dead Radio. Tune in every Monday night at 10 p.m. for everything from pop punk to proto punk to hardcore on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Hi, I'm Caroline.
I'm Sue.
And I'm Carrie.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
We're the good lovelies.